top of mind. Bitcoin hit a six-week low of $73,094 intraday Thursday, driven by a 1.3B dark pool sale of 29.2 Meta iBit shares, the largest off-exchange Bitcoin ETF block trade on record, per Galaxy Digital's Alex Thorne. The sale coincided with BTC falling contra 1.4% in 10 minutes, though the market absorbed it without a full breakdown. More structurally, US spot BTC ETFs have now logged 8 consecutive days of net outflows, totaling 1.88B since May 14, and cumulative May outflows approach 1.5B, Bloomberg. This is the longest negative ETF streak since December 2025 and signals institutional de-risking, not retail panic. The decoupling from equities, NASDAQ 100 and Russell 2000, both at all-time highs, is the key position in question. BTC is tracking oil and geopolitics, not risk on equity flows. Market structure. Price touch flows, BTC at 73,294, intraday low, ETF AUM at 120.2B, 80% of 148.7B crypto ETP total. Coin shares. Bitcoin funds bled 1.3B last week, largest weekly outflow of 2026. Implied VEOL, Volmex, at 36.11, 9-month low. VEOL sellers have dominated, compressing options premiums. iBit block trade. A single dark pool seller offloaded 1.3B, 29.2 Mentors shares, at 10:30 a.m. Tuesday. Bloomberg's Balchunas confirmed price was largely unchanged. Characterization from CryptoQuant's Axel Adler. Large-scale institutional de-risking. Jane Street cut BTC ETF holdings, our 70% in Q1, Goldman reduced by 10%. On-chain, Binance BTC reserves climbed to 634K BTC, please 15,400 BTC, since May 6. Miner inflows to Binance hit 21,000 BTC, May 18, second highest this year. Glassnode, spot volume delta back in net sell territory, realized PL ratio at 1.56, well below bull market norms of 2 to 5. Sentiment divergence. Short Bitcoin ETPs added 10.2 metas last week. Funding rates turned positive midweek. Glassnode calls it sharp reversal from April's short bias. Potentially crowded longs in a downtrend. Policy and institutions. Clarity Act stalls. TD Cowen says the bill is unlikely to pass in 2026. Needs 60 votes. But Trump conflict of interest concerns make Democratic support politically untenable. Senator Gallego voted it out of committee, but warned he'll oppose on the floor. Trump vowed future-proof market structure on Truth Social, characterization, not legislation. CFTC unwinds Gemini settlement. CFTC and Gemini jointly moved to vacate the January 2025 $5 million penalty, with CFTC stating the complaint should not have been filed. Part of a broader Biden-era enforcement reversal that also includes Binance, CZ, and Arthur Hayes pardons. HTX, sanctioned by UK. British Foreign Office, sanctioned Justin Sun's HTX for servicing Russia-linked A7 network and Garantex, both previously US sanctioned. UK VASPs must now freeze funds connected to HTX. Sun and World Liberty Financial are in pending mutual lawsuits. Complicates Trump crypto narrative. Crypto bank charters. OCC granted conditional national trust bank charters to Ripple. Fidelity Digital Assets, Coinbase, Circle, Paxos, Crypto.com, Stripe and others. Sen and Warren calls approvals potentially illegal. Digital Chamber is pushing back, citing Genius Act authority. Network and industry. Miner to AI pivot accelerating. TerraWolf, Wolf, acquired a 285-acre Kentucky site sporting 1 GW of AI HPC capacity, 500 MW by 2028, shares plus 111%, Iron plus 113%, Cypher plus 9.5%, Hut 8 at all-time highs, Riot up 100%, YTD versus BTC 13%, TerraWolf's HPC revenue exceeded mining revenue in Q1 for first time. Kraken Bitcoin Vault launched 2.5% APY BTC yield product via Veda, Centaura routing deposits through Aave, Morpho, Tidro. 30 Minotaurs deposited in first 10 hours. Non-custodial, 5-day withdrawal delay, 25% performance fee on yield. Strive SATA absorption. Strive's SATA preferred stock acquired at 490 BTC in a single day, May 28, exceeding the 450 BTC daily mining supply. Weekly record, E7 at 94 BTC. Holdings now 16,500 BTC. Strategy paused buying and repurchased 1.5B in 2029. Convertible notes at 8% discount. Drawing cash reserves to 871 then. Protocol, a dev, BIP322, generic signed message format, advanced to complete after Oliver Gugger's updates, human-readable prefixes, UTXO proof, PSBT support. CVE 2024-52911, use after free crash bug in Bitcoin Core 29.0, publicly disclosed, fixed in 29.0, macro linkages. US-Iran war and oil, a US-Iran memorandum of understanding, 60-day negotiation window, Strait of Hormuz reopening, sent stocks to all-time highs and WTI to $87.77 BBL. But BTC fell with oil, not with equities. Cointelegraph, Bloomberg both note BTC is now tracking commodities, not risk assets. Fed and rates, BTC ETF outflows attributed partly to higher US yields and firmer dollar tightening financial conditions. Falcon X's Sean McNulty. Speculative capital rotating into AI semiconductor names, SK Hynix, Micron past 1T market cap, leaving less hot money in crypto, Wave Digital. Standouts. MasterCard received NY Bit license to conduct stablecoin and tokenized deposit activities, follows its 1.8B BVNK acquisition. SoFi launched SoFi USD, first stablecoin embedded in a US national bank's consumer app on Ethereum and Solana. StakeDAO exploited via compromised deployer key. Attacker minted 5.4 trillion VSD CRV on Arbitrum, swapping for ETH, single-sourced to blockade BlockSec. Nakamoto, Naka, down 67% YTD after 1-for-40 reverse split. Near NASDAQ, delisting threshold, signals stress in second-tier BTC treasury names. Banca Sella became first Italian bank licensed under MiCA for crypto custody and transfer, also a founding member of Qivalis, 37 Bank Euro Stablecoin Consortium.